Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 5:46, and it is Friday morning. The gang is all here.
Yay! Reunited, and it feels so good.
Woo!
Reunited, oh, good. Singing.
Cause you understood. There's one thing in common, and it's for sure.
Oh, I forgot the rest.
It doesn't matter. Cause
I'm so excited. Wait, what did they say? I'm so excited that we're reunited.
I can't remember. Feeling so excited because we're feeling
so good.
Anyway, hi guys.
How was your jury duty, Vincent? Tell us everything.
Well, I can't tell you everything because I know it's an actual case that's happening.
Mm-hmm. Actual case, actual jury.
But
were you close? Did you get like through the first round? Were they? Or did
first
they just
of all, let me just
you?
Say this:
was it any miny mo? How does it go?
No, it wasn't
any
that
miny mo.
I'd love to say that I'm higher minded, and that's why I miss the details. I think it's because I just don't pay attention to crap I don't care about. Right, but.
Right?
Shame?
Not shame.
It's right. Shame. You do not care right. about things.
So there I am. For some reason, I'm thinking jury duty's 5 days. And it's Thursday. So, all right, I got 2 days max.
Oh,
I'm facing.
So, yeah, for you some, haven't got the memo on that.
I didn't pay attention to that part. I saw five in there and walked off.
You know, it's funny because you watch a lot of court TV, like the OJ people, the whole sequestering for a year.
One of my friends wrote me and said, OJ.
Yeah, hello.
As I was like completely shocked by the whole 6 week possibility.
And not only were those people in that trial for a year, they were sequestered. They didn't like see their families or. They had no access to anything.
Right.
No, your smartphone would
no
be gone.
No birthdays, graduations.
You'd be reading a lot of books, Vin.
Yeah.
And that's all.
Right. So well, anyway.
You show from your room.
So I guess it just, as I sat down in the room and
Five
the judge
days.
Starts talking, and I truly, for whatever reason in my head, I'm thinking, well, I'm out of here latest by Friday at 5. So whatever is what I'm thinking. And then he starts to go. Murder one, drive by this
oh
gang
God.
Related. And that's the one. There are two people up on trial in this case.
Oh, it's
together.
Not, oh,
I'm guessing they were both in the same. I don't know. That part they didn't get to. They didn't get to the case, but they read the longest list of charges against the first guy. And I'm like, how are we going to get this done by Friday? That seems impossible.
Well, it's really, you know, you're very smart to put those two things together.
I'm so stupid.
That's weird. Jury duty's 5 days. This is, we're in the fourth day.
That's what I'm thinking. Truly.
Who can I tag out? You're up, bud.
Yeah.
I'm
Let me just
here.
Tell you everything I know about the case.
Blah, blah, blah,
have
blah.
A good week.
You can't pull me for 6 weeks. So then they read the next guy, another laundry list, and then he starts going, so this trial is scheduled probably for about 6 weeks, and I'm starting to freak them out.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because I can't miss Thursday and Friday, but all right, you know, better than missing Monday through Friday, right?
Right.
Right.
I didn't miss the whole 5 days.
Yeah.
Look at me getting off lucky.
The whole 5 days.
So
you didn't miss them all.
Anyway, so then.
Oh my God, that's so funny. And Vinny is like such a, he's such a like court junkie. Like that you had it in your head that the most you would serve is 5 days.
I'm talking about a guy that does not pay attention
I'm
to
I'm not
details.
Putting the two things together.
All right.
Real life and this storybook world I live in on TV.
All right.
All right. I'm just
that's
not
true.
Putting
they only
them together.
For an hour on TV.
Yeah, I know.
I'm telling you, when I saw OJ, I was like, yeah, I know, but that's even on TV too.
Oh.
That's not my real life.
So only televised.
I guess.
Shows
I don't know are... how. I didn't put that together with my life. So as I sat there, I was freaking the hell out. So, you know, they give you the look. Actually, he goes, and we're not going to begin for a month. So I'm going to have the people who want to, who not want to, because no one wanted to be. And he they know that. They know no one wants to be there. Fill out the form. It's extensive, and we'll pick the jury based on these forms. At least it'll give us information about you when we go to seat the jury, and that's a month away.
And then they give you the whole schedule of what it'll look like. This day will be off. This day will be half
day. He knew
day.
It already. He started saying it in front of me, and I was just going, oh, my God, I cannot do this. How do I?
It's so crazy.
What?
Was there, I don't know if you can say this on air, was there a question? Because I've never been called to juries. I've been
you've never
a victim.
Been seated.
I've been a victim on the stand many times.
Oh.
But, is there something that says something if you're part of the media or something like that?
I didn't go there at all.
Well, was
I'm I didn't know they didn't say anything like that. No, they didn't say anything like that.
I don't believe there is, because I've actually said one thing that I was pulled for. I had heard of the case, and I said, "Well, I'm in the media, and I report on time. I'm a news reporter." I said that because you know.
Well, you have that's
sure
the box.
You
that
borrowed
you
my badge.
Yeah,
I did. I was like, my name's Vinny Crackhorn, and I've reported on this story." I said, "No, I've heard about this story."
Yeah.
So I just
which
really,
is what they don't want. Had you heard about this crime
no,
in your area?
No. Mm. But there's lots of that there. So, again, with me not realizing what world I'm actually living in, it didn't occur to me that anything like that might be the case. But I walked in to the room, and I don't like to be judgmental, but the two young men on trial looked like they might be possibly maybe affiliated in some way or another.
Right. Got
oh,
you.
Oh, tattoos all the way up to the chin line.
I can look at you, Vinny, and as you were talking, I thought about me sitting there and this bald-headed dude with tattoos walks in.
With a mean look on his face.
Yeah, like he's mean mugging people. Not that he wants to, but he's doing it. I might look at you that way, too.
I understand. Believe me. I'm telling you, I just walked in and went, whoa. All right. And then they read the...
charges. Yikes. That's serious stuff.
Well, yeah. And even the judge was like, you know, you might be concerned for your safety, but I can assure you that there's nothing would ever
like
possibly...
like jury tampering stuff?
Whatever. I don't know. He was just warning against the fears that you might have. And I had them.
In a gang, there's more than just the people sitting on the stand.
It's a family, Sarah.
It is. And they don't like people who don't like the family.
So anyway.
They find out who the jury is. And
I don't want us
scary.
To possibly do any harm to the process that's underway there.
Right.
But I didn't get called, and thankfully. So
well, we're so happy to have you here.
So, yeah.
Oh, my God. A 6-week trial.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, I went for the, what do they have? So it was like, what's the pardon? The excused. So I stayed after and said, I filled out my form and just said, look, I have a kid on the way. I'm going to be taking, I have to take 6 weeks paternity and another 6 weeks for a trial within a 6-month window would be really hard on me. That's undue hardship. And I left it at that because I was like, you know what?
You didn't say what you did for a living?
No, not at all. I wasn't trying to play that because frankly, I think that they would go, oh, really? You think you're too cool to serve? You're serving, punk. No, I didn't go there. I just said, this is what my situation. If I have to go, then I go. And they excused me. And when he read my name, I went,
oh, Jesus, thank you so much.
It's very nerve-wracking being in there. It's like one of those few things where you just feel like the authorities or, you know, it's like going up before the elders or something.
Well, there was
it's
no...
It's the only time, well, twice in my life have my knees shake together. Like, when I'm in front of a judge, my knees shake. Also, when I'm
crazy,
in front of a crowd
just a human
trying
being.
To do comedy, my knees shake. Mm. Oh, when I sing, my knees shake too.
I had a few times.
Yeah.
It's all about sort of that public stand-up. Hello,
oh,
it's
God.
Me. Here's why I don't need to be here with you every day. But the judges are so serious, and it's true.
Yeah,
like, we all... I actually wouldn't mind sitting on a jury. I hope that when I'm retired, I get called a lot.
Actually, in
I
retrospect...
Really do it.
The first trial that I... Because I've been now twice to this jury duty in Santa Cruz County, so they clearly don't have enough citizens... in their rotation for some reason. Damn it, man.
Don't you sit on a 6-week jury, though? I think you're excused for...
I don't think you're right.
I don't know
I
if
think
that's
you're,
true.
You're right
if you,
there.
If you go in,
they're like,
you're
well,
2 years,
they
but
were
I think
good.
They were saying to... I think they said you're off. I think maybe that's like a discretionary thing.
Oh, I don't know.
If you sat on a long case, you wouldn't have to.
Now, in retrospect, I realize the first time I was called... It would have been a good idea to, because that was going to be a couple days, and it was a minor thing that was a scuffle between two rascals in the ocean.
Seemed surfing.
Yeah, two guys who had a difference of opinion, and it led to a couple punches. Is far different than.
Did you already know who was right and who was wrong in that?
Well, I said my opinion of how things go in the ocean, and they said, "Excuse."
Get out of here, yeah.
But that would have been a good one. It would have been
interesting. Well, that's what I'm
too.
Saying. Now, in retrospect, I see I could, you know, maybe I should have kept my opinion to myself, but I did tell them what I thought. A wetsuit and a surfboard is not a ticket to ride. There's a lot going on out there.
There's a pecking order in the
hierarchy. And there is. And he was like, the lawyer was like, when you buy a ticket to Disneyland, how would you feel if someone took cuts? And I'm like, that is so far from the same thing. I have no idea what you're talking about. You have no idea what you're talking about. So that one would have probably gone by in a day. This one was not gonna
easy.
Anyway.
Yeah, 6 weeks.
So there you go, everyone. Oh, and you know what? I heard from more than one person that was like, "You're so dumb. Why do you even answer to a jury summons?" And I'm like, "What?"
No, don't.
Because I don't want no trouble. That's
right.
Why. And apparently there's lots of people who don't respond to those at all.
Because you can just say, I didn't get it.
But I
don't do that.
I'm not. Did I do that?
No, you did not.
I didn't do that. But I was
people
shocked
do your civic duty.
To hear the absolute, not hostility, but just, you answer to that?
The disdain.
What's wrong with you? I'm all, what's wrong with me?
What's wrong with you? I live in this country. That's part of what it takes to live here. And frankly, if I'm ever on trial, I want there to be, you know...
Good upstanding citizens
right. Showing up there. And
your peers.
I guess. I mean, I don't know. Anyway, I'm glad you're here today
that
you're not going to sit on a 6-week jury.
Yeah. Right.
But yeah, that's it is kind of a cool experience. I enjoy going in and you know seeing
being
how the whole
the
thing works. Yeah,
well, yeah, it's you
it's
know.
Neat. I just
next
hope,
time, maybe.
Mm-hmm. I just hope to never.
Don't we all do that?
Next time?
Oh, I swear I was sitting there like not this year, but you know what? Next time, maybe next year.
Yeah.
I'd totally be into it.
My kids will be a little older.
Seats are so uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's not super.
How's that poison oak going?
Horrible.
What do you mean?
I really haven't noticed it.
Well, I really haven't been talking about it.
Let me see it. Let me see your face.
Let's see your face.
I can't see you. The mic's in the way. Oh, yeah, you still got it.
Let me see. Look at me.
Want me to dig into that for you?
Oh, my God, Vinny.
Did you get your Amazon thing?
It hasn't shown up. I expected it yesterday, and it didn't show. No, it's. I'm trying not to scratch my face.
Because you got poison oak.
I'm redirecting my... scratching to my arms, which are ravaged.
Oh, let me see that.
No,
yeah,
don't look at it. It's awful.
Just
come
a little
on,
bit. But they're your arms. Yeah. They're not your nipples.
Yeah.
Come on.
All right. Oh, my God.
Vaughn, get this.
Although, if you'd rather show us your nipples.
Get
this.
Vaughn, get it.
Is that a no?
Let's see.
I don't even see it.
Oh, really? You can't see it?
No.
It's all, really? Oh, my God.
Let me see. My way.
It's all here, all up here, all here, all on my hand.
Spotty.
On the back of my hand.
It's spotty.
It's everywhere.
It's spotty.
It's all up and down the other arm, too. It's on my legs now.
It's on your legs?
Yeah.
Your breasts look good.
No.
Chi-Chi's look good, Sarah.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. there's no poison oak on my chichis.
Yet.
Yeah, not yet. I hope you enjoyed that. Bond.
Does that, if John were to hug you or whatever, can he get
John
it?
Will not touch me. Oh. I'm actually really lacking for physical contact recently.
I'll hug
I know. You.
You
will?
Yeah, I don't care what about that stuff.
Well, and I've got my jacket on. Okay. I could really use a hug.
Oh, I'll hug you.
All right. Lesbianism, everybody. Let me get a picture of this.
All right.
Oh, mijo.
Oh, that's bogus.
That's bogus.
What? Not sexual enough?
Well, could you guys have more clothes on?
It's like every time I go to give him a kiss or something, he goes, calls me the leper.
Oh, John does.
Oh, it's hurtful. I feel sad.
Did you just say it's fartful?
Hurtful.
Oh.
It's fartful. What? I don't know.
Who posted that picture of you and me from 97?
Someone from a different department.
Where is it?
The digital department?
No, the promotional department.
Where'd they get that?
I think they ran across some stuff and wanted to be.
Was that Michelle?
See.
Is it on Alice973?
Si, senor.
I want to look
at this. Yes, it is. It's you guys. Hella young. I think that was from DRE. I don't think that was from
No,
Alice.
That was here.
That was Alice?
Absolutely.
At the very beginning?
I remember that. And I even remember that shirt.
Oh,
Vinny, you posted from the jury duty.
Well, yeah. I have a guilty conscience. What do you think?
Oh, like to prove that you were there?
Yeah. Here I am, everyone. I don't want no trouble.
All right, hold on. Am I tagged in that photo? I don't think I am.
I think we might all be because I saw it.
Yeah, when you have history, Sarah, you have a guilty conscience. It comes with the territory. You find yourself always feeling like...
You just had to decide which day you wanted to take off this week. Is that... No, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. All right, so what do? I go to me, and then I go to my people
or
I'm following.
Or just go to Alice. Just go to Alice.
It's on Alice.
That's what I'm trying to do. Oops.
Yeah.
Helps if I know how to spell Alice.
Damn
it, I have no internet connection. This damn internet here blows.
You're attached
blows.
To the wrong. There's like
I'm not. I got off of it. I just.
Yeah.
I just
I totally
now.
Get off
I just right every
here.
Single day. I just get off the mm-hmm. thing, and I still don't. I. You know what? Whatever. I'll look during the break. Who cares? I'm sure we were young and much cuter than we are now.
You have makeup on and lipstick.
What?
Yeah.
What picture is this?
Sure.
Oh yeah.
You remember those?
I do actually remember those. Look at Vinny's hair.
Vinny had hair.
Oh my
no
God.
Tattoos on his arms.
Well, I have
we
long
see.
Sleeves on there.
Well, that's true.
He had that one bad. Like,
I had quite a few tattoos already, but you couldn't
really
see
it. That really bad,
him.
Like the sea hag one, mm-hmm. remember?
Yeah.
He got that worked into an octopus on his
guy,
arm.
Right?
Yeah.
You guys are so
the dude who drank a 24
fun.
Pack while he was giving him the tattoo.
That is one of my smarter moves.
Well, you know, it's how you learn.
Yeah, that's fun pictures, though.
Yeah.
We were kids.
We were.
And you
Gosh.
Are going for it.
What do you mean?
You know, supermodel.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's me.
Makeup.
I'm sure someone put that makeup on me. There's no way I'd ever put makeup on myself. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. It is Friday, everybody. Woo! Enjoy. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.